all you need to do is just check last week on the figures that were talked about on the national airways regarding the Derry Bike Centre here in West Donegal. It's a rural area and the roads are not up to scratch. That is due to the lack of investment by government down through the years. There's an LIS scheme there at the moment, which I don't think is fit for purpose. The criteria they're using, that the road has to be leading to a shore to collect seaweed or leading to a bog, that there has to be two farms on it and to get two herd numbers, and if you don't have that you don't qualify. And there's plenty of roads in West Donegal, and I'm sure in Donegal, that they might have 20 houses on and maybe 20 cars at every house or two cars at every house. How are they going to get their road fixed? So I'd be asking the council to write the department to see, is there any other scheme that could be introduced to cover these people that are not included under the LIS scheme?
And it's important to keep our rural communities as well. So these roads are essential if you're not on a main road.
Exactly. They're entitled, they're paying their taxes like everybody else, and the road should be to a certain standard. At the moment, this is not happening, and it's not the fault of the council. It's due to the policy that's implemented by government in relation to the LIS schemes. And again, it's coming drips and drops every year. A lot of people are on the list, and in each municipal district, and we're waiting for more funding. And if it keeps going, you're talking about 20, 30 years before completion of the programme, that the number of applications that are there at the moment, which doesn't make sense. We need to get this addressed with a good few million, 4 or 5 million every year, to get the numbers down that are on the waiting list to get the LIS done.